You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A little later on this morning, I got a list of things that we'll probably get into this almost right away, but things were found in people's asses all last year.
Oh, I think I saw some of this.
All last year, yeah. So, Nick, that makes them
gay.
That's
fun.
That makes them gay. That is fun, man.
Don't you love that there's some government agency that's their job to track things that people...
Well, it's medical stuff. So it's probably reported. Then somebody just checks it out. Right.
Somebody sorts through all that data every year.
Right. In addition to numerous toys, including a 24-inch long dildo, these are the worst things found in people's asses in 2025. This is one of those... I avoided all those, except for the dead... Except for the in memoriam stuff. I hate... End of year reviews, because unless you were under a rock, you kind of know what happened last year.
No, I mean, but you need to get reminded.
But basically it's just the highlights. Isn't it? You know, they don't do the inside stuff.
No, a lot of times when they run by those in memoriams, and I forgot.
No. I like in memoriams.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like when they their year review shows, because we were told to do those years ago, Todd, and you and I always hated those. Remember back in July Nick said this funny thing. Let's remember that.
Well, our year in review show.
Why do you mean it that way, Nick? You said something funny yesterday.
I do like that you got to go back.
It's 2 weeks
months.
Of best of, you know, going into the holidays.
Yeah, that kind of is.
Pretty much is a year in review.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I mean, I'm talking about sitting down and just talking about it like they do.
We don't theme it that way, like when HBO's Real Sports used to be around, it was.
God, I hated that.
If you watched, once a month,
we did.
If you watched it all, and the December episode was stuff I've already seen.
Yeah, right.
It was a throwaway.
They'd sit around a round table and talk, and I didn't care at that point. You're right. So.
Check out Bernie's bald spot. Look at that.
That sounds like a sex toy too, doesn't it?
Kind of does. Yeah. Right.
Do we have a source, a single source for, let's see, healthcare professionals?
Everybody. I got it right here.
Removing a wide verb, but that doesn't say who the particular source is. Is this just everybody chiming in?
Yeah, whether or not they don't listen to people where it happened or who they were.
So it's nothing official. These are just anecdotes.
No, it was kept track. Yeah. Nails.
What?
Screws and nails. A baseball.
Wow.
This is worst things found in people's asses in the hospital, not just at home, because, you know. Uncooked pasta.
That's, I think, that kind of depends on the pasta. See, if you get some penne or whatever, but like bow tie would be all sharp around the edges.
Yeah, bow tie would hurt your ass. You're right. Yeah. That would slice
the
that.
The penne can be kind of sharp at the end, too, but the.
What about that?
Penne might slip in, right.
That corkscrew stuff would, that would fit nicely.
Mm-hmm. What about a frozen ravioli right up there?
The little pipe ones, probably the easiest.
Elbow macaroni wouldn't be too bad.
No, that would probably feel pretty good. I mean, it would fit.
Is the penne pasta the long tubular one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Penny, you're right. Oh, the bow tie, yeah. We're thinking frozen here, and it's all malleable.
It's uncooked.
Yeah, it's uncooked.
Yeah,
oh, that's true.
If it's boxed,
it is hard.
If it's in a box,
It is uncooked.
It makes noise when you shake it.
That's true, Nick. I totally didn't realize what I was saying there. You're right. Uncooked pasta is hard.
Yeah, I don't think this is like fresh pasta.
How about actual spaghetti? Just shove those little strands up there.
See how many strands of spaghetti you can get in your ass.
How about manicotti? Those are big.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those are the big ones.
Manicotti are the big ones, right?
I think the game is how many strands of spaghetti can you get in your ass.
Yeah. Like pickup sticks, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
There's the rest of today's show.
You have to pick them up with your ass.
Yeah, try these at home, kids. Let us know how this works for you. An egg.
Would that be hazardous, though? If a piece of pasta broke off in your ass?
Yeah, because then when you poop it out, it might shift to the side.
Oh, you're talking
Put a little fissure in the butt.
Well, yeah, I think it could tear it.
Oh, you're thinking it would perforate the colon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An egg.
There's a lot worse things.
Hard-boiled?
I don't think...
Would it kind of have to be?
Well,
I think if
you lube it up, no, it would probably crack eventually. That's a lot of pressure, depending how big your butthole is. Yeah. Yeah, good morning.
If you can put an egg in your butt and it doesn't crack, you should seek immediate medical attention. Yeah. Wouldn't you just?
Well, they
you
are
even,
hard. Listen,
you
you're
just
trying
live on the toilet. Just I poop, think just run right through.
They're
you?
Hard to crush.
You're probably doing a lot of poppers. You're probably getting that.
They're pretty strong.
Nice
they're
and relaxed.
Eggs are pretty strong. But I think if it's
so
think,
is your butt,
you'd have to be really lubed. It should be right, Nick. You got to be lubed up pretty good. I mean, it might fit for a while until you sit down, maybe.
No, until you get about mid A.
Puss will try that. Yeah.
You know, because they're kind of weak in the middle. You know, generally where you.
Yeah, but you ever
them.
Just yeah. put one your hand and try to crush it that way? It's kind of tough. You know, I think your hand's got more power than your butt. Maybe not.
You know. Need to try this during the break. We can't like we could get in trouble here, and they've got cameras and stuff. You're at home.
I don't want to stick an egg in my ass.
Well, I know you don't want to.
It's for the bit,
right.
man.
You
come
brought
on.
It up. You got spaghetti?
I probably got everything, yeah. I guarantee you. There's spaghetti, there's eggs. There's a baseball around here, too. So
you see my baseball?
Screws and nails. You're right. I got all this stuff at the house, so.
I'm going over on the pack of spaghetti.
All right.
Depending on how many strands.
The whole pack?
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Yeah.
You could fit a ton of angel hair.
Oh, I got dog.
Oh, yeah.
I got a dog chew toy laying around too. So that's next on here.
I want to wash it first.
This is just a guy that ran out of toilet paper and lost one, a dryer sheet.
Oh,
yeah.
Why would a guy put a dryer sheet in his ass?
Maybe to mitigate the smell of his farts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Filter.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
he was a little too aggressive.
Or a strainer.
Or that.
That's what you need.
Shut up. You admit you sharted once in a while, and people think you shart all the time.
Tired like of that. Every 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been 4 months.
Yeah. Eight,
I was,
sorry.
I was sick the other day, but I didn't shart, which was pretty classic. You know.
Gold star for you for not
yeah,
right. wow. your
appreciate
pants.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we're going to go 2025 without sharting myself. Right. So
you,
far, so good.
Did you go the whole year?
2026, I mean, 2026.
It's like 2025.
I did sober January 5th last night. I'm going to try to continue that, Nick.
Oh, January 5th should be a national holiday from here on in.
Happy birthday, yeah. Todd. Yeah.
That's what I did most of the night. I watched, I talked on the phone.
Yeah.
Most of the kids call.
Let me guess who didn't.
You want to guess who didn't?
Zane.
Oh, no.
That was going to be my guess, too.
He was conferencing with his brother.
That's okay. the way now, to do it.
Miranda forgot to call you.
My youngest daughter, Miranda's actually in town, so
okay.
I'll see her today.
Okay.
And Shay is off in Mexico, so.
Oh, Shay was in Mexico? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't
with,
hear
with the Zane?
No.
Because she could have leaned into the phone.
No, she's in a completely different area.
Oh, she's on vacation somewhere.
But
huh?
I did get a text from her
okay.
as they were sitting on the beach in Isla Mujeres, Mexico.
Did your dad get a hold of you, man?
He did.
Does Larry remember those days? Okay.
Is there like a requirement that one of your children has to be in Mexico at all times now? Is that a law? Like one in, one out?
Did Jimmy give you that gold watch on the way out? I told Jimmy he wanted a gold watch. Yeah. And, oh, here, Puss. How this would hurt, especially if you got Puss's feet. Somebody found a sandal in their ass.
Oh.
I shouldn't say found it. If you know it, you probably were involved in putting it up.
We talking
there.
Like cheap flip flop or like those old Doc Martin sandals that were like 8 pounds a piece?
Those thick. I had one pair of those.
Oh, I still got a pair in the closet at home,
yeah,
man.
Those thick. Yeah, that'd be the Doc Martin sandal in your ass. That's going to hurt for a while. Ooh.
Christopher Walken had a watch up his ass.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Throughout the Vietnam War, right?
Only place he could hide it.
Came back to only place he could hide it. Up his ass.
Pulp Fiction for you.
Yeah.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Things stuck in your ass in 2026, 2025, excuse me, I'm sorry. There's a couple of things here that say there's a reason given for a couple of them.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission. They maintain a national electronic injury surveillance system.
The
massive anonymous database. So a lot of this is anecdotal.
Baseball, the reason given was to see what it felt like. These
isn't
are people.
Probably most of that stuff?
Yeah, isn't that the justification
well,
for
a couple
all
of them
these?
Coming up here, yeah. Well, you tell me. Doorknob is after the sandal, by the way.
Yeah, this is will it fit.
Oh, door, like attached to the door or like straight out of the package?
You're tall enough, Push. You could probably do that. You
know? Some people have to get a little step stool or something.
Exactly.
You
right.
show up at the ER with an entire door stuck to your ass.
You think we should just take that out and leave the doorknob in there? Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Let's leave the door at home.
Well, you just get in the back of the truck.
The answer is yes to all of these, right? Will it fit?
Yeah, well, yeah, it did.
Somebody
yeah.
hit somewhere. They were stuck.
It did.
Yeah. Oh. Marbles, marbles. That's probably about the easiest thing to stick in your ass.
Mm-hmm. They went all Adam Sandler with the shampoo bottle.
That's coming up, by the way.
You go with the marbles when you can't find the anal beads.
Marbles, yeah. But they're not attached to anything.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, retrieval is the issue.
But they are smooth and round, you know. Eyeglasses, that's tough. Why do you take it? I have eyeglasses on now. You take these, fold them up, these readers, and shove them in your ass?
Again, things with corners and pointy, I would think that'd be a bad idea.
It'd be impossible to find your glasses if they're stuck in your ass.
Get the get that reporter up that says something about a rock push. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Because they'll get back.
And will it fit would be
let's get the candle with a fit.
Because the answer is yes, it fit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, it's fit. Damn it. Beard clippers wrapped in plastic. Even the small beard clippers are pretty long and fairly thick. The reason given for that, by the way, was feeling constipated for 2 days. So when you want to shave out some poop, but they put plastic around at least they were being healthy about it. A turkey blaster.
Baster.
Sorry. I put a turkey blaster in my head.
I don't know what a turkey blaster is. Is that like a shotgun?
Yeah. I was just thinking blasted ass. Yeah,
I think you're right, Todd. I think that would be a shotgun.
Yeah.
Turkey blaster.
It's Fingers' cousin.
Some birdshot.
You know what, Kate? Blast! Nick always calls it blasting ass in the next room, and I did that a couple of times this past week. Blasting ass.
Are you still in the I'm going to go over in the next room to fart phase?
Oh no, I'll fart. I don't care. Yeah.
Well, you still want to spend time with her.
Yeah.
If you're leaving the room every time you're farting, you're not going to spend a lot of time together.
Most guys would never be in the damn room.
I had to clench a lot. L.A. to Salt Lake City.
On the plane.
There was a woman sitting next to me.
And it was going to be loud and stinky?
Yeah.
Or just both?
It was going to be stinky.
Was it your wife?
Well, yeah, it was her, too. Christy was on the
window.
Yeah, you
stink in front of her.
I was in the middle, and then there was another young woman sitting next to me in the aisle.
Did you try to slowly seep it out? It still stinks, I get it.
No, that wasn't going to work.
Did you go to the bathroom, just let one fly?
I did not.
Yeah.
Because I felt... the Kegels were strong.
Yeah.
I felt the pelvic floor was working pretty well, and I could last to Salt Lake City.
Once
I got there.
In your little private cabin thing there, was that more of like your own little fart chamber? Could you just fly there?
No,
it's wide open. You're
kind of in a cubicle. And to be honest.
She took a picture. She's sitting right next to you, your wife. Yeah. There wasn't anything between you and her except for.
Yeah, there was like a little slider I could close the door.
Oh, there was? Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, you go.
So you just roasted your own fart there.
Don't necessarily have to talk to your neighbor. Yeah. If you don't want to talk to your neighbor, you can close a little slider over there.
Were you on the window or was she on the window?
No, we were in the middle.
On the middle,
The way it was configured is if you wanted to sit on the window, like whoever you were with was in front of you or behind you.
Got it. And then, in the middle, you're beside each other.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So there was a row of one seat, on the window side, and a row of two in the middle.
So you're telling me if you flew by yourself, you could be on the window, laying down, and not have to talk, nobody be around you.
Oh, yeah.
That would be the
best
seat ever.
But I'm telling you, it was...
Turkey blaster.
Yeah, it was just as comfortable... sleeping in the cheaper seats that we did on the way out. As long as you could extend your legs.
No, but you could lay completely down, couldn't you, in the second one?
You were kind of confined, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw the photos she put up on Facebook.
Right.
Didn't you have your own
bed? It wasn't a true lay-down bed then, right?
Oh, no. It would lay down. But,
I still think that's better than sitting up.
It was pretty tight. And, maybe the reason I didn't sleep very well coming back was... I did not have 50 milligrams of gummy in me.
Yeah.
And that was an easy rest on the way out.
Right. 50.
I probably could have slept on the floor with 50 milligrams of gummy on the way out. But I don't think they allow that.
Turkey blaster is next. Don't put a turkey blaster in her ass. But there's a tube. The turkey baster's got like a... That's for like a do-it-yourself enemas, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, it's the old... that's how you get... That's how you impregnate somebody.
Yeah, you're right.
With the turkey blaster.
That's the old lesbian joke, exactly. for the turkey blaster.
In the shape of Jodie Foster's knuckles.
Plastic cleanser bottle full of liquid.
That's about the same as the shampoo bottle.
You know, that's coming up here. Shampoo bottle, reason given, slipped in the shower. Shampoo bottle, reason given, was bored.
I've been bored.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been that bored.
A lubricant bottle. You know what that means.
That would make sense.
Lube.
Describe.
Oh, lube. Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would slip up there.
The dog chew toy, because they come in so many different varieties.
Yeah, dog chew toys are big, small. You know, how about because all dogs got that rubber chicken? Shove that up your ass sometime. Yeah. You know.
I mean, I think we played for a little while a dog toy or dildo.
We did. Yeah.
We put pictures up on the internet.
Quality game
of dog toys and dildos, and you had to guess which was which.
It's not easy.
No.
Lubricant bottle. Okay, enema bottle. And that's another thing, though, that you might slip. But still, I think you are. You out? Never done myself. I never had an enema, so I have no idea.
You misread the directions. Only part of that's supposed to go up there.
All right, this one. Unless it's a small aerosol can, it's going to hurt. You know, they make the small hairsprays. So, but still, it's still like a, it's rough edges. You know.
Yeah.
But it is tube shaped, at least. But a full aerosol can, like a whole thing of Aquanet up your ass, you can take some stuff, man.
Emergency physician, what's his name? Kenji? I lost my page.
Oh, this is Todd. You have one of these. There's water pick for a dental pick up your ass.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty small, though, at the end.
Was it on?
Oh, that's probably why he did
that. They were using it like a tiny bidet.
That's right.
Kenji Oyasu. Works in Chicago. Strangest thing he's ever removed. Full-size Yankee Candle, the desktop jar.
Oh, the Yankee Candle's
the whole
are thick,
thing.
Man.
Right, and he explained that suction turns removal into a medical problem, so it's not a pulling contest. You have to carefully extract it.
Oh, because your butt sucks it up, basically.
But yeah.
Shoehorn
or
it out of
sucks
there.
Up your butt.
Yeah.
More accurately.
Wine stopper.
Oh.
Well, you could just use that for a butt plug, couldn't you?
Well, it's a cork.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say, it says wine stopper. I didn't make up a word.
Maybe they were driving home and they were about to crap themselves. They plugged it up.
Any number of documentaries where they put a plug in, and it basically looks like a wine stopper.
Okay, we know how sharp the one end of these things are, so hopefully you put it in the other way around. A corn cob holder.
Oh.
Yeah, those three little prongs come out of the corn cob holder. That goes up your ass. You're jabbing yourself.
Oh,
that could be a funny party trick. I could see how that happens. If you put the non-sharp end up, you know,
right.
a you know, cob of corn on the other side, like, hey, check this out.
He put his ass in the air a little bit, Nick. Check this out. Yeah, you're right, Nick. Put the actual, you know, it's usually shaped like a corn, the non-sharp end. Put that in there. Jab some corn on the end.
Yeah, you're the fun uncle at the barbecue.
Right.
And then everybody finds out that you can do it, and then every party you go to, they're like, do it.
We'll have some other guy do it, and somebody eat corn between the ass.
Oh, yeesh.
Well, at some point, you age out of bottle rockets.
Right.
I'm curious about the sandal.
That's further back.
A single sandal.
We talked.
Yeah. This is all just,
we talked about that,
I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
I just want to know, will it fit?
That game's in Denver.
Curiosity.
Yeah. A highlighter. Yeah, that'll fit right up there, man. Try that.
Nice. Nick, I think we got one of those in that little cup right next to you. Give it a run.
That'd be a fun party trick, Nick. How about it?
This one's a little thick.
Oh, don't do the thick one. Do the small ones. Yeah.
Oh, come on. You can handle it.
Small ones are rounded ends. The thick ones are pretty sheer.
Yeah.
Make your family name proud. Do the big one.
I'd be curious to hear about the things that weren't up people's ass that they didn't have to go to the ER. And it was easily extracted. Because that's what it's all about. You just got to make it easy to extract.
That's why you just make it a finger. Because that unless it's detached, it's coming back out, you know.
if you snap somebody's finger off, not good.
Or if you're into severed fingers up your ass, and that's a wheel, whatever.
Yeah.
Cops are going to show up at your door, hopefully, on that one.
Easy, Dahmer.
All right, going back here. Exactly.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.